Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland, and here is a statue of Basil Hume outside the Catholic Cathedral in Newcastle. So he was born in Newcastle to a British father and a French mother. Now his father wasn't a Geordie, he moved across Hadrian's Wall to be here. So he was brought up as a Catholic, which was his mother's religious denomination. So Basil Hume, he went to Ampleforth College, and he was later Benedictine monk there, and he was ordained a priest. So, to general astonishment, about 1975, he was made the Archbishop of Westminster, as in the highest priest, Catholic priest, in England and Wales, and indeed was given the red hat raised to the cardinalate, which archbishops aren't always. So, it's not officially that one archdiocese gets a cardinal and others don't. Anyway, he even had a small role in the wedding of Charles and Diana. So, leading the Catholic Church through difficult times, and navigating various controversies such as the outbreak of AIDS, the church's doctrine that the use of contraception, condoms even to save people's lives, was immoral, and dwindling congregations. Remember, the troubles in Northern Ireland were still bubbling on with attacks by the IRA in Great Britain as well as in Northern Ireland and so on, and some sectarianism. The IRA were viciously anti-Protestant, were Catholics to a man, and obviously denounced as sinners by the Catholic Church. He said that those who were starving themselves to death in prison were committing suicide. Quite correct. Unfortunately, the Catholic hierarchy in Ireland did not agree. But there is a less honourable side of him. When he was Abbot of Ampleforth, way back in the 60s, allegations came out about monks sexually abusing the schoolboys, and he chose not to inform the police. They weren't suspended or kicked out or even taken out of circulation for the boys, and the crimes against children continued, but only came out after his death. In 1999, he announced that he was dying of cancer. He asked Pope John Paul II's permission to retire. Permission was refused. And there he died at Ampleforth. His body was brought down for a funeral at Westminster Cathedral, as in the main Catholic cathedral in London. I think that's where he's laid to rest. So that is Basil Hume. So he had his qualities. He was personable. He was well regarded. He was good about ecumenical relations and so on. So here he is, honoured in his native city. And that's Newcastle Central Station across the way. Okay, so that's enough about Basil Hume. Succeeded by Cormac Murphy O'Connor. Because Basil Hume, he helped elect a pope, John Paul II. All right, enough from me. Thank you, everybody. Goodbye.